Well, Jessica, your reaction, I get the sense that you've really enjoyed the whole experience of being at these All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, I mean, one of his best performances. He had his personal best in the dressage ring. He went out and handled the cross-country course amazingly yesterday. I couldn't have been more pleased with him. And then today in show jumping, I mean, I was looking for a clear round, absolutely. He's an incredible jumping horse. And I think he was just a little bit inexperienced with the crowd, and it took him by surprise. And then towards the end of the ride, he was like took a breath and back to the way he normally jumps, and I couldn't be happier with him.
But that's all part of the learning curve. This is different because week on week, you may only have more than a handful, but 25,000 roaring spectators. It's a different feel.
It absolutely is. And this being his first four-star at this level, I couldn't have been happier with his performance, and really looking forward to riding that horse in the future.
The cross-country phase was as demanding as it gets, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was, I mean, the only thing I could compare it to was Burley, but I think with the going the way it was yesterday, it was even tougher. It was very demanding, and those horses were incredible to get around and come out today and jump the way they did.
What have you learned about yourself and the Canadian team's potential from this weekend?
You know what? I think it's really exciting. I think we've got a lot of incredible four-star horses coming up. We've got relatively new four-star horses on this team, and I think we're all really looking forward to their future.
And for you, what's the immediate future? Obviously, Rio is the ultimate aim, but what's the plan over the next few months and for next year?
Yep, so when we go home, we have the Ontario Horse Trials Championships, and then we'll be heading down towards Fair Hill, the CCI 3-star and 2-star, and then we move to Florida in January and start training all over and get ready for the Pan Ams next year in Ontario.
Oh.